The superintendent of Ponca City Public Schools, David Pennington, says if state funding is cut next year, he can't even imagine how his district is going to function.
I mean, it's really hard for me to even put into words or to even contemplate what those cuts will look like.
Schools have lost $86 million in funding since January due to lower than expected state revenue and could face up to 10% in cuts next year. But Pennington says there's not a lot he can do about it.
The legislature is the only entity that can address this issue.
In order to fend off these cuts and increase school funding in general, Pennington wants lawmakers to raise taxes. But in Oklahoma, that's almost impossible. A tax increase requires 75% of the legislature to support it, and that's a big hurdle. Furthermore, some politicians worry they won't get reelected if they vote to raise a tax. So Pennington stuck his neck out, wrote the parents in his district, and asked them to show support for those legislators who are willing to make the tough choices.
We want our patrons to let our locally elected officials know that they care about this, that they understand that this is a big issue, and they understand that the people that we've elected are going to have to make some difficult decisions.
State Auditor Gary Jones is a little more blunt.
If they can't make the tough decisions up here at this building, then maybe they shouldn't be here.
Jones is a conservative Republican, but he recently released a plan to raise oil and gas taxes to 5%. His plan also includes cutting non-essential services, but Jones says there's really no way lawmakers can solve the state's budget problem without new revenue.
There's going to be many people that are going to be upset because I put this out, but it's a sensible, logical, fair thing to do.
Jones might run for governor in 2018 and says if he doesn't win because he proposed a tax increase, then so be it.
Losing an election is not that bad. What I don't want to do is I don't want to look back 10 years from now and say that I had the opportunity to help straighten this mess out, and I didn't because I was a political coward and I was scared to death it was going to hurt me in a campaign.
He hopes others feel the same way. As it turns out, some do.
I'm Kevin West. I represent House District 54.
Kevin McDougall, and it's McDougle.
Scott Fettgater.
I'm Josh West. I'm District 5 up in far northeast corner, and I'm kind of pretty much all Grand Lake.
These Republican freshmen say they were elected to make tough choices and fix the state's budget. And Representative Scott Fettgater says, yes, that means voting to raise taxes.
I think I stood on 3,500 doorsteps during the campaign. I didn't have one person say, go up there and change the gun laws. Those conversations weren't happening. It was constantly over and over and over. Fix the budget, help diversify our economy, and fix education.
Fettgater says he cares if he doesn't get reelected.
I think everyone standing in this room cares to get reelected because, quite frankly, I'm nervous to let anybody else come sit in this seat until we get this problem fixed. But we're okay if we have to make tough votes and people don't reelect us.
But Fettgater says these four guys are just a small part of the equation. There's still negotiations between the House and the Senate, Republicans and Democrats. There are some lawmakers who've signed a pledge to never, ever raise a tax, and others who think schools don't need more money. A couple revenue-raising measures have already passed, but there's still a large budget hole to fill. Some of the more contentious proposals, like raising oil and gas taxes, the income tax, and a cigarette tax, are being kicked around. The superintendent of Ponca City Public Schools, David Pennington, is crossing his fingers.
I just hope that people will be brave.
For KOSU, I'm Emily Wendler.